Yeah, with the pandemic, you got to wonder, like, are there any parents out there that actually have kids saying that they're bored playing video games? But I know that it's not easy having the summer off and not being able to go anywhere. So you definitely have to be pretty creative in what you have to keep yourself occupied.
For sure.
The TV gets boring.
Yes, the TV gets boring, the Switch gets boring, and our staff have been working very, very hard to keep our crew here entertained and occupied, for sure. Lots of creative solutions.
Now, that being said, I know the pandemic has created a lot of challenges for all of us, parents and kids alike, but how are you guys doing there as a staff to help keep you and your residents safe during the pandemic?
Yeah, so resident and staff safety is definitely, it's an absolute priority within Gunukwetra as a whole, so including all of our units. We've been working very diligently to ensure that all safety measures are continuously practiced. So although several services within our agency are temporarily on hold or are currently providing telephone support, all of our residential services continue running with the utmost amount of safety measures abided by from directions given and followed from Six Nations Public Health Team as well as the World Health Organization. So just so everybody's aware that Sheltered, Next Step Housing, and Youth Lodge continue operating and are here for support in times of crisis, as well as intake processes with, of course, based on assessment and the need.
Okay. And last but certainly not least, how does one reach you if we have any questions for you?
For sure. So our phone number here at the Youth Lodge is 519-445-0216. And we do also have a Facebook page that we can be reached at as well.
Oh, awesome. So I know that I may not have forgotten a lot, I don't think, but sometimes I do. Is there anything that I may not have asked you guys that you feel our listeners should know?
So with knowing that we have the Facebook, the messages are checked daily for any youth needing support. So that could be the phone call. It could be messaging, you know, private messaging on Facebook, as well as we do have our website, the Gunukwetra website as a whole, which has all the services that we provide on there, including a virtual tour.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's pretty good. So, one thing I never did get around to asking you guys, how long has the Youth Lodge been in existence?
So it's been in existence for the last 10 years.
Ah, so still fairly in its infancy.
Yeah, and what we wanted to share as well is, normally, not COVID times, we do have on-site a mental health counselor, a youth lodge navigator, so that navigator helps with the intake process, many different counselors with different trainings and modalities that they use to support all of the residents.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you guys have come a long way, especially in your programming, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. It's been lots of growth and exciting time.
Well, thank you so much for educating all of us on some of the services that you guys offer over at the Youth Lodge. You joined us a little bit late, ladies and gentlemen, we've been hearing from Anita Horvat and Tani Wilson from the Youth Lodge here at Six Nations. Thank you very much for joining us this week, ladies. And
thanks for the time.
We hope that you both stay healthy, safe, and more importantly, enjoy the cooler temperatures that we're having. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And don't forget, it's every other Thursday that we join our friends over at Kanoqua Shaw. The next one will be on the 25th, and that will be at 11 a.m. that day. Your time here in Grand River Country is 19 minutes past the hour of 11. Language class is on the way at the bottom of the hour.
No shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you. It's time. I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. So that he might see, the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
The program you've just heard were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Sonics Incorporated or CKRZ-FM.
Our radio.
Our way.
Our CKRZ.
The program you've just heard was an encore presentation of CKRZ.